Stephen 10 in the morning, KNSS 649 here on this Monday morning, attempting to outsmart smart scammers. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker here this morning with some smart stuff for you.
Right, smart. That really smart.
Well, smart.
Good morning, Stephen, Ted. Scammers have always been around, but the digital age has given fraudsters more ways to trick us, and the results can be costly. Some longtime clients were embarrassed to tell me, but they were close to sending a scammer their entire retirement accounts because they believed a caller who told them that their bank had been hacked. It was pretty incredible story to hear how these people did it and how their confidence was gained. Scams are common with Americans 55 and older because they have most of the nation's wealth. And with personal information floating around online, it's very easy for criminals to target them. And add in AI, deep fakes, and spoofed phone numbers, and scams are more convincing than ever. Scammers use tech, and they feed on emotion. Fear, urgency, and sympathy make smart people second-guess themselves. A fake PayPal charge, a Medicare call, or a QR code with a free webinar can all create that split-second insecurity that leads to sharing personal information. To stay safe, watch for red flags. Messages demanding urgency or payment, especially gift cards or wire transfers. Emails with odd addresses, sloppy grammar, or genetic greetings. Unexpected requests for personal or financial details. Calls from an unknown number that pressures you into quick action. When in doubt, pause. Call the company or person directly using a verified number, not the one in the message. And use technology. Tools like monitoring banks, credit, and email activity can spot fraud early, send alerts, and help stop damage before it spreads. Think of them as digital self-defense. If it's it's not if, but it's when you're going to be a target. I know I have been. And, of course, if you have any questions, you give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
An episode a couple of weeks ago, my wife did a person posing as somebody from Cox.
Oh, boy.
Wanting to tell her that they've been monitoring our computer and so-and-so hasn't updated and whatnot, and like to get in there and help her out with that. And about that time, she figured out, no, I'm not going to give you any information. Guy called twice. And we went ahead and got our computer scrubbed at Best Buy, and screw him. We set up some new account numbers.
Good.
This is just ridiculous. And to me, the ridiculous thing is, excuse me, but where is law enforcement?
Yeah.
Where are these guys?
Yeah.
Now, I know I'm being very judgmental about other people and how they do their work, but don't you see there's a crime? And I imagine there's somebody listening to me right now, the guy's working full time with computers all the time, and he's not getting any headway at the PD.
Yeah, they do have
tough
cyber units.
It's
I know
tough,
that,
yeah.
But I don't know how much they can do.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, these are coming from offshore. They're using so many different avenues to get in.
We need to be diligent. Us in the media, we need to help folks. Don't give any information. Don't do that. But
exactly.
On the other hand, we got to find these bums.
Yeah,
and either put them in jail for life,
yeah,
or take them out in public and cane them. That's what I think.
Did you ever see that Jason Statham movie called, I think it's called The Beehive?
No, I did not.
Oh, he goes after them and he gets them, he burns down
he
their
does?
Building.
Oh, there, that's a big
one. Yeah, no, it was a great feel good, you know, kind of a Charles Bronson feel good kind of got the bad guy.
Well, I was talking to somebody the other day. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but it's a friend who his mom's 100 years old. And he's monitoring her all the time, saying, Mom, watch out for these people.
Is she getting online and stuff?
I don't think so, but he's going to be real careful.
No, they are.
Got to be careful.
They are amazingly good at what they do.
We got to figure out a way to outsmart those guys, though,
with our
authorities and go after them.
That's why just about every 2 weeks I have a report on.
You do?
Yeah. Got to try to keep people aware.
Get the word out there. No question, parents and teachers play a defining role in shaping a young person's life. But let's not forget about the coaches, especially on National Coaches Day. Olympic soccer gold medalist Julie Foudy once said that sports not only build better athletes, but also better people. That's not very new.
Hey, this just revealed.
Guess what I found out? There are good coaches and not so good.
Yeah.
And I can give you some tales about some guys I've seen who probably needed to be horsewhipped because of the way they treat kids.
Really?
And there's others that are just marvelous.
There are some that are so nurturing and so amazing, and they realize that they're helping the development of young minds and bodies, and they're just amazing.
And they're
amazing.
Taking care of their kids. That's great.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you're a coach and you know a good one, National Coaches Day.
Hug a coach day.
Take a coach to lunch.
There you go.
On this date, 98 years ago, 1927, magic talking movies with spoken dialogue and music were introduced with the New York premiere of The Jazz Singer, starring Al Jolson. Warner Brothers made $53.5 million on that flick, just as they were on the verge of collapsing. The talkies were in. And I remember as a youngster, they showed that movie on TV. For some reason, I don't remember what it was. I just felt, even as a youngster, I thought, this is not funny. It's not really amusing. Al Jolson was apparently a singer, a comic. He was in blackface to start the movie off. And it's about a jazz singer and his mom and all this stuff. But it's a first effort, so who can judge? It made the Warner Brothers studio $53 million and got him back on track to make some money. So there you go. The Jazz Singer. And by the way, racially, it's very dated. It's blackface and all kinds of stereotypical stuff. 1927, though. A Michigan man said he was disappointed to see someone had won the lottery's $564,000 Club Keno the Jack prize until he found out the winning ticket was his own. 45-year-old Otsego County man.
You look at the news and you say, oh, man, somebody won it. And then you look at your ticket.
Told Michigan lottery officials he's decided to use his prize money, to invest. He's going to take $500,000 and invest it somewhere. That sounds like a good idea. Maybe you get yourself a 401k or something, or an IRA, or buy some stock. Who knows? Anyway, there's a big winner, the lucky guy today. I'm not sure if he has seen it, but I'm sure he'll love it, " said White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. Friday, when asked about proposed commemorative $1 coins featuring President Donald Trump's image. According to an ex post from the U.S. Treasurer, Brandon Beach, the drafts circulating online Friday aren't fake news. He added they are first drafts honoring America's 250th birthday next year, as well as Donald Trump, who is the current president. All right, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS, and I'm not going to probably buy any of those coins. I don't collect coins anyway.
Yeah.
But it might be nice to have one just for fun.
Commemorative, I suppose.
Yes, commemorative.
Sure.
This is Steve and Ted Show number 7028, and you're listening to KNSS. It's really easy. You can find us on right now probably on FM at 98.7, maybe on AM at 1330. Great signal there. You can also listen online at knssradio.com and through the Odyssey app. And in case you didn't know this, the Odyssey app, as I understand it, Jed, is absolutely free.
That's correct.
In fact, all of this is free.
Yeah.
We're not asking you to pay us anything.
We don't ask the listeners to pay anything.
Well,
nope.
We rely on our advertisers to come through with some commercials now and then.
And we've got some great sponsors.
We got some great sponsors. So there you go.